The Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson. Part 3.
When we think of the Declaration today, we usually associate it with its famous second paragraph. This is where the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are mentioned, and where the right to abolish a tyrannical government is defended. If we find any section of the Declaration rather tedious, it is likely the list of grievances. This at least is the attitude of someone living in this century. But this was not an attitude typical of someone living during the late 18th century. This person would probably have viewed the list of grievances as the Declaration's most important part, and far more interesting than the second paragraph. If you were an American living in Jefferson's time, the ideas expressed in the second part would have been well known to you. They would have been part of your intellectual culture. Jefferson said these ideas were shared by most of his fellow countrymen. This is why a lengthy defense was unnecessary. The philosophy of the Declaration was accepted by many Americans who opposed independence. The main dispute between defenders and opponents of American independence was not over philosophy. Even the right of revolution against a tyrannical government was upheld by many foes of independence, or loyalists, as they were called. The real bone of contention between revolutionaries and loyalists was whether the relationship between Britain and America had deteriorated far enough to justify revolution. Revolution, Americans agreed, was a last resort. It was warranted.